Here he is, Chef Mike in the house.
Yay, he's so happy to see you. Hello. Chef Mike.
Let me get situated here.
Yeah, let's put the mic closer to your face.
There you go. Chef Mike is not wearing his... He has a six-foot-tall chef's hat that he walks around the concourse in, and that's so his team can see him coming and going,
uh-huh.
Right?
It's sort here
of like,
he comes.
It's like a periscope right there as you're moving around the concourse.
Behave.
You left it off today.
Makes me taller.
Yes. Well,
yeah, how tall are you, Chef Mike?
I will tell people I'm 5'6", but mm-hmm. I'm probably more like 5'5".
So with the hat, you're like, yeah. You're like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, 6 foot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a presence tall. With the hat.
But as a United States Marine, he could carry 2 6-footers on each shoulder
yes,
and get
he
them
could.
Out, right?
I could.
I don't doubt
that. If I had to, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Thanksgiving. First of all, I know last year I think we had a little bit of this conversation. Are you cooking Thanksgiving?
This year I am off the hook. I'm actually supporting Levy. We're doing 3,000 people at the Salvation Army.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm over at White Sox helping out. So I will be an attendee for Thanksgiving this year at my wife's aunt and uncle's house.
Oh,
so where are they doing that? Oh, that's got to be the worst, by the way. I'll get to that in a second. But let's just – I want to just get the details on this. So where are they feeding the homeless at the Salvation Army?
Yeah, I don't know the exact location. I think it's on the west side, though, I believe, somewhere on the west side. So we'll do all the prep work at White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have anything really going on right now.
At the G-spot, as we like to call it.
And it's all the Levy home office, executives that actually come and help prep and execute the meals.
Great idea.
Yeah, it's really – they've done it since I've been with the company every year.
That's excellent. And so then you show up. Now this is the part.
Okay.
Now here's a guy. Now this is one of the most important, food preparers in the United States of America right here.
So
that's sitting
true.
With us at this very moment. And you have exacting taste because I can tell when you go to any other stadium, you don't get what you get here. And you have, how many different people do you have cooking food in this building at any given time?
Well, we have over 100 culinary staff. And then when you add in the concession side of it, you're talking another 300 and some plus people as well.
That's
so you got
a lot of people.
And you know what? And there's very rarely a bad bite in the entire place. So when you're sitting there at Thanksgiving and you got the family sitting around, I mean, I wouldn't want to serve you food. Because they're just going to watch your initial reaction to everything.
I'll tell you what. I was taught a long time ago from my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
If someone offers you a meal, you eat it, and you smile, and you say it was the best thing you ever had. And that's the case with Chef Mike. I never critique anybody's cooking.
But do they feel the pressure? They must.
They must.
let's be honest.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, come on now.
I'd be trembling.
But it's not covered for me because I will smile and say, boy, that was the best turkey I ever had.
Aww.
And then I might have a backup at home.
As he's trying to pick one piece of the gritty meat out of the back of his head. Oh, great.
What's your favorite on Thanksgiving? Favorite part of the meal?
You know, as a kid, I loved the leftover turkey to make a cold turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, lettuce, and white bread.
That's it.
Toast
just straight,
flavor.
Right?
Yeah,
I
love it.
A little salt on it?
Yeah, a little salt. You had to have salt.
Yeah, a little salt on it, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What is it, if you had to give a great trick on a turkey, do you have something that you do to make sure it's moist?
There's a couple things. Number one is you should brine your turkey. I'd say overnight. If you got 24 hours, that would be great.
And salt and sugar and water.
Yeah, and there's all the different recipes. There's somewhere you can put aromatics and, like, boil it, cool it down, and then use it to get more flavor. But what it does is the turkey will suck up that moisture,
mm-hmm.
so you really have to overcook it. It'll still be juicy if you cook it correct.
That's true.
And then the other one is, the old standby that really works is those turkey roasting bags.
Yes, they really work.
They keep all, and then you have the good stock in there, the juices afterwards to make your gravy with.
Right, because it doesn't get all caught, especially if you have a big oven.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the air around the oven, it stales out a little bit.
Yeah.
The turkey, and I want the skin just crispy enough. Without getting, it's got to be
without
that dark brown,
out.
Not black. And
right.
you got to know exactly how to do that. And I used to do it with the tinfoil. You put the tinfoil over,
mm-hmm.
and then you pull the tinfoil off.
And then brown.
You know, you pop it up to, 400 or something, and then you let it brown as high as you can get it. But that's tricky.
It is tricky to get the skin just where
you want. Do you coat it with the butter or something? Do you do anything to it?
You know, it's... the flavor is going to be in when you brine it. You know what I mean, the butter you might taste on the outside, but that's what's going to burn.
Oh,
and get it too dark.
Okay. No,
and a lot of people, you know, depending on what kind of oven you have at home, are you bringing someone in to calibrate it to know that it's 350? You know, and do you have a convection oven that's circulating the heat? So
you prefer the convection, by the way,
yes,
on that, because it keeps
the air flowing,
moving
circulates
around
in the oven.
It goes faster,
even
though.
Cooking.
You got to be careful. And those and the thermometers that are – I can't believe we're getting turkey tips from a guy who serves 20,000 meals a day. But, the one of the things about those little thermometers that come with the turkey – if you do butter or oil the turkey in advance, sometimes that locks it down.
Yes, it won't pop up.
And it won't pop up. See? And you have to be very careful to make sure. That's why you should keep a thermometer. You should be checking the thing with a thermometer as much as you can. Or, better yet, get one of those thermometers that goes in the turkey and it comes out of the oven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those things, they're pretty good.
Some new ovens come with, like we have ovens up in the kitchen that actually have food probes inside the oven. So when it comes to cooking certain meats, you can actually stick the probe in and set it to cook to that temperature and it will shut the oven off.
Oh, my
cool
gosh.
The oven down.
How great is that?
Yeah.
And the turkey now gets shout-outs on Monday Night Football. Do you guys hear John Gruden talking about the turkey hole on Monday Night Football?
Oh, I did. That's like a spot in the defense to hit a receiver, right?
And apparently Dow Loggins today, the Bears offensive coordinator, likes to call that particular spot on the field the honey hole. So football guys have some very interesting names for play concepts and certain areas of the football field. The turkey's getting a shout out from Gruden.
The turkey hole, and that's exactly where you hit the slot receivers. He's coming across the middle.
Right. I think what he's referring to, that soft spot, over the cornerback below the safety, kind of on the outside there. So
the honey hole.
That's the turkey hole or the honey hole.
Yeah, that's exactly what Judge Moore calls it.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Too soon. In terms of stuffing inside the turkey or not inside the turkey?
Okay, so from professional, being safe, I think a lot of people in years past have maybe gotten their family sick, how they take care of or handle their turkey. It's not good to leave the turkey in the sink overnight. It should be thawed out days in advance in refrigeration. Mm-hmm. And I would say, for show, I would make the stuffing and put it in the turkey after it's done.
Because, after it's already cooked all the way.
Yeah, because depending on what you're putting in your stuffing, if you're adding eggs and different things to it, and you're not going to fully cook it, and then you have the juice and stuff from the bird, if the bird doesn't get cooked all the way, now you just contaminate it.
Oh,
everything.
Yes.
So you got to be careful. That stuffing's a tough one. It looks great, so I would say make a batch. And then when the turkey's done, shove it in and maybe pop it back in to get a little crispy, and then you're good to go with that.
Right, and it also keeps, because if you keep the turkey hole open without stuff in there, I'll put some vegetables sometimes
great
in there.
Great things, some herbs,
herbs and maybe some celery and stuff like that, so because as the water comes off that. Then you pull those out, you throw those away, but it cooks faster if the air is getting into, the hot air is getting in there and moving around internally.
Yeah, that's why that roasting bag's good, too, because once it gets hot inside there, it keeps all that heat in there. Yeah. So it's
don't make your stuffing inside your turkey. Just don't do it.
I'm scared now to do it. After what you just said, you can contaminate it.
Oh, I would say probably half of America has definitely gotten there.
Yeah, especially
with leaving the turkey 2 days on the counter. It's not a safe thing to do.
I think we did that growing up. Every year, my dad would put it in the sink, and we'd see the turkey there for 24 hours.
And you can't put it in the microwave, right?
That's right, Violetta.
Cook it in the microwave or thaw it in the microwave?
Thaw it.
You can thaw food in a microwave, but once it's thawed, you have to put it in the oven. You can't thaw it and put it in the fridge. But you can use a microwave for thawing. That's recommended.
Gotta just cut up the turkey first.
Hey, I don't know. You got a big microwave, depending on your turkey that you're putting in there.
Or a little turkey.
God knows what goes on with her.
And Chef Mike likes to cook a whole turkey, kind of for show, but then have a couple just breast as the, because depending on, again, how big of a turkey's fitting in your oven, how many times have you been to turkey dinner and you don't have enough turkey?
Oh, yeah.
You're still wanting
one.
I do two turkeys no matter what. Two turkeys, no waiting. I got two ovens, and now I got a rotisserie.
We're coming to your house.
Yeah, well, the rotisserie, I got to tell you, you want to talk about juicy? Mm-hmm. You get a brined turkey, you put it on the rotisserie.
Delicious.
Because what happens is it just keeps, as it's rolling around there, it just keeps rolling in, the juices keeps rolling around inside the turkey, and it keeps it
super juicy. The turkey hole real juicy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to use the turkey hole for holding there. That's where you get the holding in the rotisserie there.
Have you guys watched the Roy Moore news conference?
Yes,
a little
exactly
too long today.
I think we got something else on our mind. Do you do the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows, or do you think that's like a weird thing?
That's a little over the top for me, but again, I guess it's a preference that you've had. Someone maybe has always made it that way. I like things simple on Thanksgiving. You know, a good, like,
basics.
I'm not crazy with stuffing when people start adding nuts and different things like that. I like it basic. Celery, carrots, onions. I like mashed potatoes, just good mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good sweet potatoes with some butter. Just keep it simple.
Nothing wrong with that.
But using that turkey neck and some bones to make a good stock for a gravy is important as well. And that's actually good to put over the stuffing as you're cooking it to get more of that turkey flavor.
And you get the smell throughout the day.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the most important
thing.
Yeah, I had a black lab that used to love Thanksgiving because she'd smell and drool all day, and then we feed her turkey and it'd knock her out for the night.
Yeah, don't worry. She's not just yakking up a bone. All right. Chef Mike, thank you very much. By the way, there's great turkey here. There's a great turkey sandwich in the concourse here over here.
You go to the Goose Island Brew, probably get a fresh carved turkey, and also on the club level, Mrs. Levy's Deli.
Yeah.
And here all our turkeys are smoked and roasted fresh in-house. They're not deli turkeys.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the one with the barbecue on it, the barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. You can go to Sweet Baby Ray's and get a carved turkey as well.
That's awesome.
With a little Sweet Baby Ray's.
A lot of options.
All right. Chef Mike, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Good to see you,
Chef. He's the best.